specific to the Northwest, those growth in job opportunities related to mainly the engineering sector, the life sciences sector, and you know, there was a lot of activity in the finance, accountancy and finance space also. So obviously the Northwest is very strong, biopharma, biotech and biologics manufacturing operations, and that was reflected in the types of positions that we've seen mainly mostly in demand. So some of those in the engineering space would have been along the electrical, mechanical engineers, but quality has been a big area of growth, project engineers, validation engineers, and then in everything from operatives to maintenance technicians also. Within the finance space, qualified accountants at all levels, from newly qualified right through to post-qualified with 5 years plus experience. And there was great opportunities for those that were experienced at group finance roles. What we're also seeing in the market at the moment, and where there's opportunity for professionals working within the Northwest, there's been a shortage nationwide of skills of qualified accountants. So those that are looking for wholly remote roles, there are opportunities out there for them to capitalise on companies that are hiring from other locations within Ireland, but happy for them to be based in the Northwest.
We hear that the changeover to status to ATU and Sligo has seen, I suppose, an increase in the number of degree options that are now available to students. And I suppose that Sligo has always been a college or a third level institution that has really strived to do very well when it comes to the likes of engineering. And I suppose these opportunities are reflecting that as well.
The landscape for graduates has become much broader as a result of ATU and become very attractive from the perspective of employers. We do see a lot of, particularly in the foreign direct investment landscape, employers looking with interest at Sligo because of that growth in graduate numbers and with relevant skill sets, particularly for the engineering and in automation, which is a very strong area at the moment. And those employment opportunities have been created for those graduates.